Welcome to our deep dive. Today we're exploring big data
Oh, very cool.
in South Korean agriculture.
Okay.
So we're diving into this 2016 Korean research report.
Sounds good.
It's called a R802.pdf, and we're going to see how South Korea is using data
Wow.
to totally transform farming.
Okay.
Think self-adjusting greenhouses and systems that can predict livestock outbreaks.
Interesting.
Could this be the future of food? I guess we'll find out.
Let's find out. Yeah.
Okay.
You're probably familiar with the whole big data buzz, right? But what does that even look like
Yeah.
on a Korean farm? This report dives into how they're tackling the three V's, and the first one is the sheer volume of information.
Okay.
Imagine data pouring in from farms across the entire country.
Wow.
It's covering things like weather patterns, soil conditions, crop yields, livestock health. It's all monitored and recorded on a massive scale.
Whoa. So it's like having a finger on the pulse of every farm in the country.
Yeah.
But it's not just about collecting mountains of data, right?
Right.
This report also talks about how quickly that data is changing.
That's where velocity comes in. Yeah.
Okay.
This data is constantly flowing in, providing real-time updates
Wow.
on everything from temperature fluctuations
Oh, wow.
to market prices.
That's a lot.
Imagine a farmer getting instant alerts about potential pests
Yep.
or sudden weather changes.
Yeah.
That's the power of velocity.
It's like having a sixth sense for your farm.
Exactly.
Then there's the variety of data that they're collecting.
Right.
It's not just numbers, is it?
N not just numbers. Think images from drones and satellites,
Oh, wow.
texts from social media, even videos capturing crop growth.
Oh, wow.
It's this combination of structured and unstructured data that really creates this complete picture.
So South Korea is collecting this incredible amount of data, but what are they actually doing with it?
Right.
The report mentions that they're still kind of in the early stages of using big data for agriculture.
Yeah.
What kind of challenges are they running into?
One challenge they highlight is data quality.
Okay.
It's not enough to just have data. It has to be reliable.
Oh, right, of course.
Imagine making fertilizer decisions based on faulty soil readings.
Oh, no.
Disaster.
Right, garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly.
But even with good data, this report kind of suggests that they're struggling with the sheer variety of sources.
Yeah.
How are they bringing it all together?
So another challenge is data gathering itself.
Okay.
Bringing together this diverse data from various sources and platforms and formats can be like a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, I can see how that would be a headache.
It is.
Then there's the whole issue of making sense of it all.
Yeah.
You need the right skills and technology to analyze these huge data sets
Right.
and turn them into actionable insights.
Exactly. And the report points out a lack of expertise in handling big data.
Okay.
Crunching these data sets and extracting meaningful insights requires specialized skills that not everyone has.
So it's not just about having the data, it's about knowing how to speak the language of data.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah. But despite these challenges, South Korea is already using big data to achieve some pretty remarkable things.
Yeah.
The report mentioned disease prediction for livestock.
Yes, they're using big data to predict and control outbreaks of livestock diseases. It's almost like having a weather forecast,
Interesting.
but for animal health.
Now, that is what I call proactive farming. Early warnings like that could really help prevent widespread outbreaks and protect livestock.
Right.
What other big data wins are they celebrating?
The report also dives into smart farms.
Okay.
These are greenhouses that can automatically adjust temperature, humidity, and lighting based on real-time data analysis.
Hold on, so we're talking about greenhouses that can practically think for themselves.
Yeah, pretty much.
How do they work?
They use data from sensors that
Okay.
monitor everything from soil moisture to light levels.
Oh, wow.
This allows them to create the optimal growing conditions for different crops.
That's incredible. It's like they've created a little paradise for every plant.
It is, yeah.
The report also mentioned using big data to improve food safety.
Yes.
What's that all about?
So they're leveraging data to track food products
Okay.
from farm to table, ensuring safety and quality every step of the way.
Oh, okay.
Imagine a digital trail for every single food item.
Right.
It creates a level of transparency and security that we've never seen before.
So if there's a problem, they can quickly trace it back to the source and take action.
Exactly.
That's peace of mind on your plate.
Absolutely. It's all about enhancing transparency and building consumer trust.
Okay.
But South Korea isn't tackling this alone.
Oh, really?
They're closely watching how other countries, like the US and Japan, are using big data in agriculture.
So they're looking to other countries for inspiration.
Yeah, they are.
What kind of things are they picking up?
They're looking at things like hyperlocal weather forecasting and smart irrigation systems.
Okay.
For example, companies like IBM in the US and Fujitsu in Japan are already using big data for this type of precision agriculture.
So they're taking like a global perspective, learning from others and adapting it to their unique context.
Yeah, they are.
Sounds like they are building a recipe for success.
Exactly. And that's what makes their approach so interesting.
Yeah.
They're not just copying. They're learning, adapting, and innovating based on what's working elsewhere.
Speaking of innovating, what does the future hold for big data in South Korean agriculture?
Yeah.
Does this report offer any glimpses into what we can expect?
It does. The report suggests that one day, big data could personalize your grocery shopping experience.
What?
Matching you with locally grown produce.
Really?
And even predicting future food trends.
Wow.
Imagine your fridge telling you what to buy for dinner based on what's in season and locally available.
Wait, so you're saying my fridge could become my personal culinary advisor?
Yeah, something like that.
Sign me up.
I know, right?
But this all relies on the people actually working in the agricultural sector.
Right.
What do they think about this data-driven future?
So the report includes a survey of agricultural experts and researchers in South Korea.
Okay.
And the biggest need they identify is for data in the production stage of agriculture.
Okay.
They want to use data to optimize how crops are grown and livestock are raised.
So they want to get down to the nitty-gritty of how data can improve actual farming practices.
Exactly.
That makes sense. What's the overall sentiment? Are they excited about this data-driven future, or are they a bit apprehensive?
Overall, they're pretty positive about the potential impact of big data.
Okay.
They see it as a tool for improving efficiency, sustainability, and food security.
That's great.
But they also acknowledge a significant demand for more education and training to equip people with the skills to effectively use big data.
So it's not just about having the technology, it's about empowering people to use it electively.
Yeah.
That's a really important point. It sounds like South Korea is on the verge of something big here.
They are.
We've covered a lot of ground already, the three V's, the challenges, the exciting applications. But this is just the beginning of our deep dive.
It is.
We'll be back shortly to uncover even more insights from the report.
Okay, sounds good. It's fascinating to consider how this focus on data could, like, impact the way farms are designed and managed in the future.
Yeah.
Imagine farms being built, like, from the ground up with data collection in mind.
Farms designed for data. What would that even look like?
Think sensors embedded throughout the fields.
Okay.
Livestock barns equipped with monitoring systems. Everything optimized for gathering and transmitting data.
Wow.
The farm itself becomes like a giant interconnected data gathering machine.
It's like the farm has a nervous system constantly sending information back to the farmer's brain.
Yeah, exactly.
How would that change the way farmers work?
Well, with like a constant stream of data about soil conditions, temperature, even animal behavior, farmers could make incredibly precise decisions about everything from irrigation and fertilization to feeding schedules and disease prevention.
So instead of relying on intuition or tradition, they'd have hard data to back up every decision.
Yeah.
It's like taking the guesswork out of farming.
Exactly. This data-driven approach could lead to significant improvements in efficiency and sustainability.
Okay.
By optimizing resource use and minimizing waste, farms could become more environmentally friendly and economically viable.
So it's not just about increasing yields, it's about making farming more sustainable in the long run.
Right.
And that's crucial in a world facing climate change and resource scarcity.
Absolutely. This is where the demand for expertise comes in.
Okay.
The report highlights the need for more data scientists and agricultural specialists who can bridge the gap between technology and farming.
It's like they need translators.
Yeah.
People who can speak the languages of both data and agriculture.
Exactly.
What kind of skills would these data savvy farmers need?
Well, they'll need to be comfortable analyzing large data sets, identifying trends, and drawing meaningful conclusions from complex data. They'll also need to understand how to apply those insights to real-world farming practices.
Okay.
That's a whole new way of thinking about farming.
Yeah, it sounds like the role of the farmer is evolving.
It is.
They're becoming data analysts and decision makers using information to guide their every move.
Yeah.
It's farming meets data science.
Precisely. It's a shift that requires a new way of thinking and a commitment to lifelong learning.
Yeah.
And that's why South Korea is looking beyond its borders for inspiration.
We talked earlier about how they're looking to other countries for inspiration.
Right.
What kind of collaborations are they pursuing?
It's a multi-pronged approach.
Okay.
It involves government-to-government collaborations, research partnerships between universities, and even private companies sharing their expertise and technologies.
So they're not just relying on one type of collaboration.
Right.
They're casting a wide net to learn from, like, the best minds and the most innovative companies in the world.
Exactly. And it's not about adopting technology wholesale. They're also focused on adapting it to suit the specific conditions and needs of Korean agriculture.
That makes a lot of sense. Every country has its own unique agricultural challenges.
Right.
So a solution that works in one place might not be the best fit for another.
Exactly. They're taking a more nuanced approach.
Okay.
Analyzing what works elsewhere.
Yeah.
Identifying the key principles behind those successes and then figuring out how to apply those principles in a way that benefits Korean farmers.
It's like they're taking the best ideas from around the world and creating a customized solution that's perfectly tailored to their needs.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Does the report offer any specific examples of these collaborations?
It does. One example is a partnership between a Korean agricultural research institute and a Japanese company specializing in precision farming technology.
Interesting.
They're combining Korean agricultural knowledge with Japanese technological expertise.
Okay.
To develop a system that can precisely monitor and control the growing conditions for specific crops.
So they're trying to create the perfect microclimate for every crop.
Yeah.
That's amazing. What kind of data would they need to make that work?
They're looking at a combination of sensor data from within the greenhouse historical weather patterns and even data about the genetic makeup of the plants themselves.
Wow, they're really getting down to the DNA of it all.
Yeah.
It's like they're creating a personalized growth plan for every single vegetable.
That's a great way to put it. And it illustrates the power of big data to transform even the most traditional practices.
It's blurring the lines between nature and technology, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Farmers are becoming almost like software engineers, fine-tuning the environment to get the best possible results.
It's a fascinating development that shows how South Korea is positioning itself to become a global leader in data-driven agriculture.
It's inspiring to see them embrace innovation and push the boundaries of what's possible in agriculture.
Yeah.
But we've only just scratched the surface of this report. What else does it reveal about this big data revolution and its impact on South Korea's agricultural landscape? Welcome back to our deep dive into big data and South Korean agriculture.
Yeah.
We've seen how they're using data to, you know, like, boost efficiency and sustainability.
Right.
But what about the bigger picture? You know, what does this all mean for society, for the economy, even the future of food itself?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
This report goes beyond just the technology.
Okay.
And it really explores the broader implications of big data.
Okay.
For example, it looks at how these advancements could create, like, economic benefits for the country as a whole.
So it's not just about individual farmers winning. It's about a win for the entire South Korean economy.
Exactly. The report predicts benefits ranging from, like, increased productivity and reduced costs to the creation of new jobs and businesses.
Wow.
It's about using data to make the entire agricultural sector more efficient and competitive.
That sounds very promising. Can you give me some specifics? How could this play out in the real world?
Sure. Imagine data-driven precision farming, reducing the use of things like fertilizers and pesticides.
Okay.
That's a win-win situation, right?
Yeah.
It cuts costs for farmers.
Yeah.
But it also lessens the environmental impact.
It's like they're finding a way to do more with less. That's a recipe for success in any industry.
It is.
But what about jobs?
Yeah.
All this talk about automation and data often leads to worries about job losses.
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
But the report actually predicts a surge in new jobs.
Really?
Think about all the people that will be needed to develop, implement, and maintain these data-driven systems.
Yeah.
There will be a growing demand for data analysts, software developers.
Oh, wow.
Sensor technicians and other skilled professionals.
So it's not about replacing farm workers with robots.
No.
It's about creating opportunities for, like, a new generation with specialized skills in data science, engineering, and technology. It's exactly. It's a shift that could attract, like, young talent to agriculture.
Oh, wow.
Bringing fresh perspectives and driving innovation.
That's exciting. It's like a breath of fresh air for the industry.
Yeah, it is.
But this ripple effect kind of extends beyond the farm, right?
It does.
What about other industries?
Well, think about the potential for new businesses in areas like food processing, logistics, and even consumer marketing.
Okay.
The entire food system
right.
could become more data-driven.
So we're talking about a whole ecosystem built around data and agriculture.
Right.
But let's zoom out even further. How could this change our relationship with food itself?
Well, this report suggests that big data could personalize and localize our food system. Consumers might have more control over where their food comes from and how it's produced.
So it's not just about producing more food, but producing better food that's tailored to individual needs and preferences.
Precisely. Imagine choosing your produce based on its nutritional content, its environmental impact, or even its flavor profile.
It's about having more transparency and choice in our food.
That's incredible. And this could also address larger issues like food security and sustainability, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Imagine optimizing food production, reducing waste, and promoting more informed consumption.
Yeah.
Data could play a huge role in creating a more resilient and equitable food system.
It's a powerful reminder that technology can be a force for good, helping us tackle some of the biggest challenges facing our world. This report has painted a fascinating picture of what's possible.
It has.
When we combine data with agriculture.
It's been quite a journey.
Yeah.
South Korea is truly at the forefront of this data-driven revolution. And their story offers valuable lessons for the rest of the world.
They're paving the way for a future where technology and agriculture work hand in hand to create a more sustainable and delicious world.
I like it.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive, listeners.
Yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
We hope you've enjoyed exploring the world of big data in South Korean agriculture. Until next time, stay curious.